Hello and hola. This is your One Football World Cup briefing, coming to you straight from our AI newsroom. Let's hear the biggest football stories of the day.
French referee Clément Turpin takes charge d'Angleterre's World Cup clash against Norway. Clément Turpin, l'expérimenté français référee, officiera Angleterre's round of 16 match against Norway at the 2026 World Cup, having already taken charge of the Three Lions' 4-2 opening win over Croatia in the tournament. Turpin a aussi référé Paraguay's draw with Australia and Colombia's win over Ghana in the round of 32. The Frenchman is widely respected across Europe and has built a reputation as one of the continent's finest officials, with major assignments including the 2021 Europa League final and the 2022 Champions League final. England manager Thomas Tuchel will be familiar with Turpin from a less positive encounter 3 years ago, when Tuchel branded the official Grade E and gave him 1 out of 10 after a Champions League quarter-final second leg between Bayern Munich and Manchester City in 2023.
Tuchel was particularly frustrated after Turpin showed 5 yellow cards in the first half, and also gave Bayern's Dayot Upamecano a straight red card, though VAR later reversed that decision due to offside. Turpin also has prior experience with England's Jude Bellingham, having firmly dealt with the Real Madrid player after his attempts to unsettle Harry Kane around the penalty spot in the Champions League. The official additionally refereed England's goalless draw with Slovenia at Euro 2024.
Spain faced Belgium in a World Cup quarterfinal that could define both nations' summers. Spain take on Belgium in Los Angeles this Friday, the 10th of July, with kickoff at 8 p.m. British summertime, as both sides chase a place in the semifinals. La Roja have yet to concede a single goal at the tournament, though they needed a last-gasp Mikel Merino strike to edge past Portugal in the round of 16. Belgium arrive in strong form after dismantling host nation the USA in Seattle, having looked far less convincing during the group stage. The winner will face France in the semifinals after France knocked out Morocco. Spain coach Luis de la Fuente is expected to name an unchanged side, though Nico Williams is managing a muscle problem and Jeremy Pino remains sidelined with a collarbone injury, both sustained during the group stage clash with Uruguay.
Belgium are without Amadou Onana, the Aston Villa midfielder having ruptured his anterior cruciate ligament against the USA and facing months on the sidelines, while Jeremy Doku and Kevin De Bruyne could return to the starting lineup. UK viewers can watch live on BBC One, with coverage beginning at 7:30 p.m. British summertime, and a live stream available through BBC iPlayer.
Kylian Mbappe is rewriting World Cup history one match at a time. France cruised into the semifinals of the 2026 World Cup with a comfortable win over Morocco. And once again, it was Kylian Mbappe who led the way with a goal and an assist. His curling finish from the edge of the box broke Morocco's deeply defensive game plan. And Dembele quickly made it 2, with Mbappe drawing defenders away through sheer gravity alone. Mbappe has now scored 20 World Cup goals, reaching that landmark in 3 fewer tournaments and 10 fewer games than Lionel Messi, who became the first player to reach the mark just days earlier. More than half of Mbappe's 20 goals have come in knockout matches, a tally that on its own would place him in the all-time top 10. The only blemish on his night was a tame penalty, one he had won himself, saved by Morocco goalkeeper Bono.
Morocco set out to frustrate France for a full 120 minutes and force a shootout. But their entirely passive approach offered nothing going forward and ultimately proved futile. France now advanced to the semifinals with their attacking depth of Mbappe, Dembele, Michael Olise, and Désiré Doué looking increasingly difficult for any remaining opponent to contain.
Manchester United's summer midfield rebuild hits an unexpected snag. A deal that looked done is suddenly in doubt at Old Trafford. Manchester United had agreed a transfer fee of 45 million euros with Atalanta for Brazilian midfielder Ederson, roughly 6 weeks ago, with personal terms also sealed. But the move has stalled over medical concerns. Ederson was called up late to the Brazil squad for the World Cup as a replacement for injured fullback Wesley, meaning he could only complete part of his medical remotely while on international duty.
transfer reporter Fabrizio Romano confirmed on Thursday that Ederson has now arrived in England and completed the first part of a second, more thorough medical, but stressed United still have a decision to make on whether to proceed, even if the player gets the all clear.
Trusted reporter Ben Jacobs added that calling the deal off cannot be discounted and revealed United have already made inquiries about French international Manu Kone, the 25-year-old Roma midfielder who has started 4 of France's 6 World Cup matches. On a more positive note for United, Brazilian midfielder Andre Santos passed his own medical on Thursday and will join from Chelsea for £50 million, signing a 5-year contract with an option for a 6th season on Friday. The club's midfield overhaul is clearly underway, though the Ederson chapter remains very much unfinished.
Quiet transfer deals shake up European football, while the World Cup steals the spotlight. While the world watches the knockout rounds, clubs have been quietly reshaping their squads with a flurry of transfers flying under the radar. Nathaniel Brown completed a move from Eintracht Frankfurt to Bayern Munich worth 55 million euros just days after Germany's World Cup exit in the round of 32, with Bayern following that up by signing Ismail Saibari from PSV for 50 million euros. Juventus have also invested heavily, paying 16 million euros for 19-year-old Genoa forward Jeff Ekotor, who made his Italy debut in June. Sebastian Haller, now 32, has left Utrecht for Japanese side Sanfrecce Hiroshima on a free transfer, his first club move outside Europe, after being left out of Ivory Coast's World Cup squad.
Brighton continued their defensive spending spree by adding Austrian centre-back Michael Svoboda from Venezia on a 4-year deal, alongside their signing of Pascal Struijk from Leeds. Sunderland have cashed in on striker Eliezer Mayenda, selling the 21-year-old to French club Rennes, in what ranks among the Black Cats' 3 most expensive outgoing transfers ever. Manchester City's signing of 19-year-old French winger Matisse de Torbit from fellow City football group Club Troyes was so quiet that City never even announced it. But Monaco's loan deal for the player gave the game away, with Fabrizio Romano valuing the move at 25 million euros.
Thanks for listening. This World Cup briefing is based on reporting from OneFootball and its news partners and was produced with the support of Artificial Intelligence and Artically. While every effort has been made to ensure accuracy, errors cannot be completely ruled out, and we therefore accept no liability for the content. Thank you for your spirit of innovation. Enjoy the podcast and the FIFA World Cup.